Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Luke chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. While Jesus was in the temple, he watched the rich people dropping their gifts in the collection box. Then a poor widow came by and dropped in two small coins. "I tell you the truth," Jesus said, "this poor widow has given more than all the rest of them. For they have given a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she has." Jesus is only a few days from his death on the cross. He knows what is going to happen, and it must have been dominating his thinking. And yet he noticed a poor widow. I suspect that no one else spotted her, because everything about her was unremarkable, and particularly her gift. It was such a tiny gift, and most people would have thought that it was hardly worth giving. But Jesus saw it very differently. Alongside the big gifts of the rich people, hers was a very, very small gift, but Jesus looks to the heart of the matter. The fact is that she gave everything she could. She had, in truth, given more than anyone else. This beautiful little story is so precious because it gives us a deep insight into how Jesus works. He looks to the heart of things. What we were able to give will often appear small and insignificant, particularly when we put it alongside the enormous needs of our society. When you look at the number of people with addiction or broken relationships or sickness, it doesn't look very impressive when you are only able to give a very little to help one person. But Jesus looks at our heart. He sees our desire to serve him, and he celebrates what we've done. This story warns us never to look down on what we can do. Listening to someone in need, giving a small gift, praying for a friend, doing shopping for an elderly neighbour, supporting a charity, or whatever it may be. Jesus looks to us to do what we can, and he sees our heart. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you value and bless what we're able to do, however small. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premier.
When even my easy run became impossible, my buddies told me to go to VA. I don't know exactly what I was exposed to while I was serving, but I know that because of the PACT Act, I qualify for VA healthcare and disability benefits. I get treatment from top doctors trained in military exposures, and I get monthly tax-free disability compensation. With VA healthcare and benefits, I can keep going. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.